YouTube, I mean, YouTube's amazing. You can just talk to and respond to how many millions of people and how many millions of people see your videos and what you have to say.
That's Rachel Lopez Diaz, a senior at the University of Central Florida, from a video diary she put up on her YouTube site. And there are others there as well. Video of her vacation to Tennessee, hazy recordings of her New Year's Eve party. Basically, lots of little moments in her life captured on video, then posted for the entire world to see. And Rachel Lopez Diaz joins us now. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for coming on. So are you narcissistic?
Not at all. I don't think I am. I mean, I think I applaud myself in my own little ways, but I don't think I'm a total narcissist.
Because some people would maybe look at your webpage and see there's, you know, a bunch of photos of you with a tiara on, and you sort of keep people abreast of even the most minor developments in your life, and maybe people of an older generation would see that and say, not everyone has to know that kind of stuff. Tell me why that's important to your generation.
Well, I think it's important to my generation because it's just keeping kind of a video diary of yourself. And the picture of the tiara was actually for Halloween, so I was dressed up as a fairy. I just think that it's a fun little way of, you know, just getting to know other people out there. And I mean, I've met a girl in Virginia who we talk on AIM all the time. And
AIM is AOL Instant Messaging for those who don't know, right?
Yes, yes. And you know, it's just, I would have never met her, and she's in Virginia, and I like all those, just hearing little bits of information about people's life. I just think it's interesting.
You know, part of this study found that people of college age are sort of more likely to have romantic relationships that are kind of short-lived, or they're at risk for infidelity or, you know, other sorts of problems like that. Do you see that happening? I mean, is it harder for people your age to...
No. It's not. I just got out of a 5.5-year relationship, so I don't think that's the case. And I know a couple of other people, you know, who have YouTube or MySpace or Facebook accounts that have had just as long a relationship. I know a couple of my friends have had 3-year relationships, and they're on YouTube as well. So I don't think that's a correlation.
And you've read reports of this study that we just heard about. What do you think about it? And maybe more importantly, are you going to post something about it or this interview on your YouTube page?
Actually, I think I will post something about it on my YouTube page because I think people need to know about this study. It's kind of interesting, and I want to know what other people have to think about it. I think it makes kids more confident and motivates them to become something of themselves. I don't think that's like a narcissistic view. I think they just, you know, it's empowering for kids to hear, you know, you're special, you can do anything. I mean, in excess, of course, it's going to be a bad thing, but I don't think it hinders their, you know, their ability for anything. And I grew up with two parents who are psychologists, so they had said something in there about 5 psychologists thought it was a bad thing. I don't know, I just think, I don't even know what to say.
Rachel Lopez Diaz joining us from Orlando, where she's a senior at the University of Central Florida. Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you.